WTIC. Thank you so much for being here with us. We are showcasing Plunderers in Action. That is the toll desperate, the cash desperate Democrats who just cannot plunder enough money to meet their needs. They are junkies for money. They are toll obsessed. They need new revenue every day to cover up what they did with the old revenue that's no longer available to pay bills because of their partnership with state employee unions, which requires that you come second and their voters come first. All public policy is made for the special interest groups of the plunderers, starting off with unions first, second, urban voters, and cities and after unions. They're pretty much sitting there with big fat bellies. They've consumed so much of your cash and sent it off to their voters. And they sit there pretty fat and happy, except that they don't even put away the money needed for their own special interest groups to get their special benefits. Thus, the current situation. Joining us to help break it down is former State Senator Len Suzzio, an expert in numbers and also an expert in the games of the plunderers. Hi, Len. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here with you, talking about important topics and trying to clarify matters for your audience. It's mighty easy to be confused, and believe me, that's part of the game plan of the politicians, is just baffle people with enough numbers, they'll be confused and give up trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, what do you make of this sudden diversion away from tolls? I mean, Speaker of the Tolls, Ara Simowitz, suddenly says tolls on cars aren't the answer. Tolls on trucks are. And this is an incredible circle that's taken almost a year to come back around to the governor's failed and abandoned toll on trucks proposal. What's your take?
I think it just proves the point that it was never about how much money is raised. It's all about that they just need to get tolls started in the first place. I mean, think about it. They were saying that the tolls on trucks was inadequate. That's what the governor said at the beginning of the year.
Yes.
So therefore, he had to go in for the whole enchilada. But now they're back to, well, we'll do trucks tolls on trucks only. Well, wait a minute. If that's not going to raise enough revenue, what is the point of doing it, basically? You can't be half pregnant. You either are or you aren't, basically. And in this case, I think that the fact that the Speaker of the House is saying he's willing to take hundreds of millions of dollars less per year from as a result of truck tolling as opposed to tolling everything tells me that they didn't need all that money for the roads and bridges in the first place. There is an ulterior motive here. And the 150 or 200 million they think that the trucks might bring in basically gives lie to their whole point, that they just have to get tolls established for some reason. And if anything, this is more dangerous than anything they proposed, because it sounds more reasonable. And also they're going to have the structure, the infrastructure for tolls for everybody set up by setting it up for trucks only. It'll be so easy to just switch it right into tolls for everybody after they get the infrastructure up for trucks only. So it's a very dangerous thing for the public and should be fought with everything they've got.
It is, but they risk looking foolish, as you alluded to, that they are simply junkies looking for a fix, and they'll take any fix they can get. They don't even care if it's a drug. They'll shoot anything up into their veins because they just need that experience of feeling like they're getting what they need.
Yes. And again, it's never been, in my opinion, all about the roads and bridges. That's just the excuse. I mean, and the proof in the pudding, Todd, is no one, not one legislator at the Capitol, not one committee at the Capitol has ever seriously vetted the proposed spending, which is driving this alleged need for tolls. And it was so exaggerated to begin with the Malloy administration when they were claiming $100 billion was what was needed. Now they're down to $60 billion. And now apparently that's far more than they really need with the trucks only tolling. So it just shows you that they're not serious about this whole thing, about spending money on the infrastructure for transportation, because that's the very first thing they should have been looking at.
This is just the ruse of the day, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And you and I know this like the back of our hands. But to me, the epitome of the what exemplifies that is the Mixmaster project in Waterbury, which was in the original plan, the Governor Moyes plan, for $7.1 billion. And they now is actually underway, and the actual hard cost is $152.9 million, $153 million, compared to $7.1 billion, which was in the spending plan designed to provoke panic. And that's the name of the game. So, and as you and I have talked about too, in even in this 2030 proposal, which is dead now, that the governor proposed a couple weeks ago, many of the numbers in there didn't agree with the actual numbers on the DOT website. So,
all right, hold on a second, Len. We've got to get our special information moment here, traffic and weather together on the 8th. Len Susio is here. We'll talk with him more. We'll take more calls coming up on WTIC. But traffic time now, 860-522-9842. So Democrats are back pushing, heavily pushing, a brand new old-fashioned plan for tolls, this one trucks only. You will recall that the governor ran for office on a fake truck-only toll plan, which he abandoned as soon as he got elected and went on the warpath for tolls on everything that moved. And that got beaten back, and he downgraded it, and he downgraded it, and he downgraded it. As late as last week, the governor's latest smaller plunder plan was released to much fanfare. About 48 hours later, it was over, declared over by the Democrats in the Senate, who just have no appetite for losing elections last year, which is the highest priority they have. Everything is geared towards winning elections. And they weren't going to go along. So now here they come again, Democrats in the House. Speaker of the tolls, Joe Arisiewicz, now advocating that tolls are no good. Did you hear this one, Len Susio? Because this is absolutely delightful. The Speaker of the tolls now says tolls on cars is not the right idea for Connecticut. It's trucks only tolls he thinks are right.
Yeah, well, think about this. If they're satisfied with trucks only tolls now, why weren't they satisfied at the beginning of this year? Why did they start out with this preposterous plan for tolls on, 80 some odd locations, then 50 some odd locations, then down to 14 locations, and now we're back to trucks only? If you needed all those tolls in the first place, then it's all or nothing. You either do it or you don't do it. You don't settle for something like they're proposing right now. Again, it just underscores the name of the game is to get the camel's nose under the tent. Just get some kind of infrastructure up. Get the idea of tolls sold to people, even if it's not satisfactory from their point of view. And then next year, the year after, once the tolls are installed in 2 or 3 years, it's simply a matter of just a stroke of the pen, writing a few words in the legislation, and they'll be able to implement it much more quickly because the infrastructure will be in place. There won't be any need to spend any money or it'll already have been spent. And that'll be one of the arguments, by the way. Oh, it's going to be so much easier to raise hundreds of millions of dollars a year because we've already spent the money in the infrastructure.
Oh, exactly. We've already got it in place. This is a no-brainer. You're anti-Connecticut if you don't believe in higher toll taxes. By the way, you used a phrase which is forbidden by House Majority Leader Matt Ritter. He's very upset with this kind of language. He said today, I'm sick of people talking about camels and their noses and proverbial tents or slippery slopes. Tolling trucks has nothing to do with tolling cars. This is a completely separate issue. There is no tent. There is no slope. I want elected officials to answer this question. Is tolling trucks a good idea or a bad idea, period?
Well, I want to ask Matt Ritter to answer this question. If tolling trucks only is satisfactory, why were they proposing tolling everybody throughout the entire year until now? I mean, he obviously was misleading the public then into believing that we had everybody when we could have been satisfied with trucks only to begin with, and it might very well have passed.
So, and his indignance and Speaker Arisiewicz's indignance, it's like they sit in a turret on the top of a tank. They will shoot any opposition to any plan with the same surly sense of disdain for voters standing up for their own pockets.
Well, I say shame on them because, first of all, the very first thing they should have done is they should have vetted how much spending do we actually have to spend. But they've never done that. Up till this day, they've never done it. That's why they can work with all sorts of crazy numbers, because anything will do at this point in time. If they were serious, they would have first looked and said, okay, let's take a serious look at what we really have to do to get Connecticut's roads and bridges up to snuff.
But Len, why would they do that if they don't actually have a plan that's based on cause and effect? You're suggesting this is a responsible proposal designed to solve a specific problem, as opposed to just a relentless pursuit of more money.
That's right. I mean, anybody in the business world, if I went to the president of the company with a proposal to build a new plant or to buy new equipment, the first thing that they say to me is, well, okay, what alternatives did you look at? How much do we have to spend and why? Are you proposing to us the minimum amount, the maximum amount? Why do we need all this this spending when we could get away with refurbishing the plant, as opposed to rebuilding the plant? So none of that was ever seriously. The spending has never been even examined, let alone seriously questioned. Yet it's the spending that was driving this whole panic and the need for the tolls.
But wait a sec. You can't examine a proposal that doesn't exist. There is no concrete proposal on what toll money, whether it's $1 billion or $150 million or anything in between. There's never been an argument made about the necessity of having the projects done. It's just been vagary. It's just been puffery. It's been clouds. There's nothing but amorphousness when you look for concrete proposals.
Well, they actually did have a couple of documents that were put out by CDM Smith at the behest of the DOT.
The consultant.
And they had this 30-year capital plan. It has full of beautiful pictures, slick pictures in it and things like that. And it has certain specific numbers up. But I can guarantee you right now, no one in the legislature even cracked the book open, let alone seriously looked at those numbers. It was just, okay, here's the plan. It's $100 billion that was under Malloy, which Senator Leone, who's co-chair of the Transportation Committee, admitted was what he called an aspirational list.
Yes.
Now, that's a fancy word for you-know-what, a wish list, basically.
Well, or bull dung, because we know how that consulting firm works. The idea was when they wanted to tell the people a particular story, they would go to the consultants and say, can you create a document that would justify us telling this story? Right? Isn't that how it works, Len?
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, Todd, I want to say this. Representative Ritter and Speaker of the House, Ara Simowitz, and everybody who was advocating tolls on everybody the entire year ought to resign from their office in disgrace right now, because they were telling us the entire year that we couldn't do with anything less than tolls on everything else. And now they're telling us, well, we weren't really serious. We could settle for trucks only tolls. That's a huge difference. And yet all year we were told it was that or nothing. The trucks only won't do the job. The governor himself said that.
Now so they were, the whole government was lying all year about tolls.
Right.
And now they're telling a new one that tolls, Ara Simowitz says, tolls on cars isn't right for the state.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about the wasted year when the state has real problems. Infrastructure is not the number one problem the state faces. The number one problem is the plunder, the debt, the obligations to unions that can't be met that are causing all of these toll stories to be told in the first place.
Yeah, these guys have no sense of shame. I mean, I would have been embarrassed. I don't think I could have done it. I couldn't have gone all year saying, we need tolls all over the place. We need to raise hundreds of millions of dollars. And, now I'm saying, we just need tolls on trucks only, which I specifically said, or they said at the beginning of the year, was not adequate. Well, why is it adequate now when it wasn't adequate for the first 11 months of this year? It just shows you they'll say anything and everything.
Absolutely. They're like hired dancers, and they'll do whatever steps they're told to do. All right, Len Susio, thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Todd. Keep up the good talk.
It's great to talk with you always. Former State Senator Len Susio.